This recording is of the Unit 5 review notes. Number 1 through 3 says that they are proportions. We're supposed to solve for each variable round to the hundredth if necessary. So on number 1, you're going to multiply both sides by 100. Your answer is 133.33. Number 2, you're going to multiply both sides by 40, and your answer is 14. Number 3, you're going to flip the whole proportion, so the m is in the numerator. Then you're going to multiply both sides by 16 to get 106.67. We're supposed to evaluate on 4 through 7. We are going to use that is over of equals percent over 100 proportion to set these up and solve for each of them. So on number 4, it's going to be x over 124 equals 22 over 100, and your answer is 27.28. Number 5 is going to be 138 over 230 equals x over 100, and your answer is 60%. Don't forget your percent sign. Number 6, 14 over 27 equals x over 100, your answer is 51.85%. Again, don't forget your percent. Number 7, 302.9 over x equals 99 over 100, your answer is 305.96. Find the percent of change, round to the nearest hundredth if necessary, indicate whether it is an increase or a decrease. The formula we're going to use is the amount of change over the original amount times 100. So on each of these problems you're going to use that same formula. Number 8 is 14.29% decrease, 9 is 9.20% increase, 10 is 60.76% increase, and 11 is 81.69% decrease. Now we're supposed to find the percent error. The formula for percent error is the amount of the error divided by the actual amount, all multiplied by 100. So number 12 is 25%, number 13 is 3.33%, number 14 is 14%, number 15 is 20%. We're supposed to find each final price. On number 16, I did 110 times 1.27 and got $139.70. On 17, I did 27.5 times 0.8 and the answer is $22. Number 18, I did 5.49 times 0.95 and my answer was $5.22. Number 19, I did 600 times 1.3, and my answer was $780. Go ahead and turn your paper over to the back. We are supposed to assume that sales tax is 8.5% to calculate the total cost of these items. So in each of these cases, I took the price and I multiplied by 1.085. On number 20, I got $8.14. On number 21, I got $28.70. 22 is $140.51. 23 is $41.72. Number 24. You're going to need to do 24.2 times 0.25 to get the tip, that's $6.05. Then you're going to need to do $6.05 plus the $24.20 to get the total amount of $30.25. On number 25, you need to do 49 times 1.08 to get the answer of 52.92. Number 26, you need to do 65 times 1.0675 to get $69.39. So then you need to answer the question that yes, he does have enough money if he has $70, because $69.39 is less than 70. On 27, you're going to set up a proportion x over 60 equals 48 over 100. You're going to get 28.2, so you need to answer that they either scored 28 or 29 points, depending on how you decide to round. Number 28, you need to do 14.99 times 0.8 to get $11.99. That's with the discount. Then you need to do 11.99 times 1.0575 to get the total cost of $12.68.